everybody. This is your Hoopanista page of HulaHoopla.com. Speaking of hoopy holidays, perhaps you need a hula hoop for your friends or your family or your crabby coworkers. I am selling hoops online, HulaHoopla.com on my hoop page. There's a couple drop-down menus. You can pick out a lovely hoop, and I'm only shipping collapsibles at this time, but if you're in PDX, I have lots of hoops to choose from, lots of hooping material to make you a custom hula hoop, and I have really cute t-shirts too. So drop me a line and I can send you something really cool. On this episode, which is episode 4 of Hula Hoopla, a podcast for hoopers, I interview Jenna Luna. She and I go back quite a ways. I played bass in a band at her high school many, many years ago, and she was the backup singer. Her teacher was one of my bandmates. And so we've reunited through hooping, which is, you know, frankly, a lovely way to reconnect with a friend. So in this episode, we will talk to Jenna Luna. Enjoy. Thanks. So now I'm here with Jenna Luna, who I'd heard your name, saw your name quite a bit associated with the Hoop Girl All-Stars and online, and never put it together that you were someone that I had actually met or known of, because I played in a band. What year was that?
1994, actually.
94. Yeah. I played in out at Hillsborough High School in a band called Gravy. And Jenna Luna was in the audience. And we had a song about her.
Actually, I was one of the backup singers.
You were one of the Biscuits. With the Biscuits.
I had forgotten that.
So, and then over a little bit of figuring out on the internet and talking to our mutual friend, and we finally figured out who each other was, and now we're friends, and and it's a small world, and
Hooping brought us back together.
Yes, it did, which is awesome. And she lives in my town and everything. So tell me about your hooping life.
My hooping life. Well, let's see. My hooping life began in the summer of 2007 when I was planning on going to Burning Man, actually for the second time. It was my second year, and I was, as everybody says with Burning Man, your second year, you like go all out because you've been the first time and you figure out everything that you want to do.
Yeah, the first time's is gawking.
Yeah, it's like, what am I doing? But then the second time you're like, all right, I'm going to have this and this and I'm going to do this. And so I did all that. And one of the things I was doing is I wanted to protect my hair and I wanted to get dread extensions. And so I wanted to make my own. And I was looking on tribe.net and I was looking for dread extension information. And somehow from that, as the internet leads you from one thing to another, I ended up looking at this, I found a video online of a woman who, I honestly wish I could remember who it was, but it was a woman who was kind of doing a belly dancing hooping fusion thing. And she had dread extensions, but I didn't even look at the dreads. I was just really excited because the hoop, like she was dancing with a hoop and I had never seen anything like it. And I instantly was like, I have to do that. I have to do that.
I don't know who that was.
I know. I remember a couple of the other videos, like the people from some of the other videos, but I've looked for the video and I haven't been able to find it, but she was amazing. And I was like, I have to do that. So I started looking into that and kind of on Tribe and realizing that there was going to be a lot of hooping events at Burning Man. So I thought, okay, well, I'll just do this. I'm going to do this at Burning Man. That's going to be one of my things. So I went to Burning Man, and of course, you know, I got the little guide and looked at the schedule, and I think it was like the Tuesday I was there, and I was trying to go and find the class. And of course, when I got there, because nothing at Burning Man actually happens when it's supposed to, there was no class, but there was like linoleum floor laid out, and there were a bunch of people with hoops. So this guy was like, just grab a hoop. And I'm like, but I don't know how to hoop. And he's like, just grab one. It'll be fun. Just throw it around your waist. And I was like, okay. And I brought my friend with me and made her go with me. And we ended up both hooping for probably an hour straight. We had huge bruises because they were these ginormous hoops. I mean, like probably, you know, 4 feet across or something. I don't even know. They weigh like 10 pounds. And we had so much fun. Like I have pictures and I'm just completely ecstatic. I just had a blast. So yeah, it was really cool. That was my start. That was my intro to hooping.
And from there.
Yeah. And then from there, so when I came back, I was actually living in LA at the time. So when I came back, I was like, okay, I have to figure out if I can take classes or where can I get hoops. And I found, you know, I researched and found obviously all kinds of companies, but Hoopnautica, because they were in LA at the time, that was when I went with. And then, so my first class was with Raina, who of course is like amazing. And I thought, can I just look like her? Can I just, the hoop just floats around her body. And she was an amazing teacher and it was really fun to work with her. And then a few months later, I actually relocated to the Bay Area for school. And that was really awesome because I was in the Bay Area, which is hooping Mecca. And my very first class in the Bay Area at Hoop Girl was with Annie Land. So that's how I got to know her. And that was really awesome. And that was like kind of my, I was pretty obsessed by that point and was starting to like, I was hooping every day and I really wanted to get into it. And I started realizing I wanted to teach. So that was when I signed up for like the first Hoop Girl training. And then I got into the Hoop Girl All-Stars. And then I ended up doing, a DVD and pictures for the book, and it was just like sort of took off, and all of a sudden I was like in the hooping world constantly, and it was amazing. So yeah.
So did you, you taught and?
Yeah, I taught classes at Dance Grand Kerouac in San Francisco for Hoop Girl, and.
And then tell me about your performance with the Hoop Girl All-Stars.
Yes, my. I'm trying to remember. Oh yes, my first performance was in December of 2008, and it was the Yelp Christmas party. It was like their Yelp holiday party.
So like huge.
Yeah, it was big. It was at the Exploratorium, which is kind of like OMSI here, but the Exploratorium in San Francisco. But it was like a night thing, and yeah, we hooped on stage. I think we had like a couple of different sets, and then we got to just basically the whole time we got to just like teach people how to hoop. We just had hoops on the floor, and we were just teaching people how to hoop. It was so much fun. That was my very first performance. And then my second performance was actually at Sea of Dreams and on New Year's Eve. I think that was it.
That's kind of big.
Yeah, it was big. I mean, I think about it now and I'm like, that's crazy, but that was really fun. Yeah. And then I did a few more performances after that and it was just, yeah, I had a blast. It was a lot of fun.
And the costumes, was Annie making costumes
yes.
at that point for you guys?
Yeah, Annie was making our costumes. Yeah, I have one of the classic like panel skirt costumes and we did these fun kind of little Harajuku girl, like little romper. Actually, that's one of the times she made her first set of like the rompers that she
awesome. I makes love, now. Which I own one now.
Yeah, and they're so awesome and flattering and like totally cute. Yeah, so I have one of those and we had a couple of other costumes. Oh, we did some kind of like, we did some sort of vintagey steampunky kind of stuff.
We had
all kinds of that stuff. Annie was so amazing. She was like, we were just blessed to have her doing all that for us. So yeah, it was really fun.
So now you're in Portland.
Yeah.
You were saying you haven't you picked up your hoop recently. It's yeah, like, whoa.
I picked up recently and I was like, wow, hooping. Well, actually I was at a party for... like a holiday party for my school and there was a hoop there and I was like, oh, everyone's like, Jen, you should hoop. And I'm like, okay. And I just started hooping and I was like, this is, wow, I haven't done this in a really long time.
How did it feel though?
It felt good. I mean, I definitely was like, okay, I feel like all the hoopers that started with me have gone leaps and bounds beyond me because it's been a while since I've practiced, but so I'm kind of still doing my same old tricks. But it was really fun to just like move. So I've actually been doing it again at home. Like,
oh,
just,
good.
And
just
like,
space?
I do. Nice. I actually had a roommate who just moved out. So I'm like, my spare room has now become like a yoga kind of meditation and a hooping room. And so, yeah. I mean, the ceilings, I still have to kind of do that crouch thing.
Yeah.
When I'm like doing with the ceiling stuff. But other than that, it's totally great for, you know, for hooping. So yeah, I've been doing it a little bit again and it's nice to just like bring it back into my life and just kind of see where it takes me. But really what, I mean, when I look at hooping now, for me, it's just, I mean, I would, you know, you and Annie and I mean, I can't even tell you how many countless people are in my life just because of hooping. And that alone has been it's just something that I am will be forever grateful for.
It's a really amazing, like I say this over and over again on almost every interview I've had so far, is the community is wonderful. I haven't really witnessed any competitiveness or anything like that. I'm sure it's there, but everyone's still so wonderful and warm, and and it's kind of fun to have your, you know, it's our own little geeky little community, you know. Because I find myself getting all excited about, you know, this hoop that I'm expecting in the mail any day, and I want to tell everybody about it, and I realize that the people that I'm going to tell are like, you're getting what?
Like, huh?
And it's and it does what? And why would you do that? So it's fun to have that community.
It is a definite level of like geekiness that you can get. I got new tape in the mail today or whatever.
Oh, posts all the time. I just got it. And pictures of boxes of tape. And look at my 100-foot roll of tubing that I got today.
I know, I've been there. Yeah. It's definitely, it is interesting because, you know, I'm not as involved with hooping, and like I'm not going to a lot of the hooping events anymore. And I miss it, but I also have stayed so connected with community, and like I feel like I'm just will always be a hooper, whether I'm actually picking up a hoop or not.
You can, exactly.
It's completely. It's like not only is it just, I mean, of course, it's the love of the hoop, but it's also just this community of artists and people that are expressing themselves in a way that is just different from a lot of, you know, things out there.
That's a really good point about even if you're not really full on hooping all the time, that you're still part of that community.
Yeah, I really feel it. I mean, I feel like included, you know. I try to sort of check into the community when I can and stuff. And who knows, maybe you guys will see me at like some event soon. I don't know. It's like, I never know. I'm just like allowing it to sort of ebb and flow in my life and see where it takes me. But yeah, the people, it's all about the people really. I mean, the plastic hoop is pretty awesome too, but the people are amazing.
It is a weird thing. A little circle brings so many people together.
Who knew?
So.
Who knew?
Well, got
I hated
us together.
That thing when I was a kid. I hated that thing when I was a kid. I couldn't keep it up. I was like, who made this thing? And then now, I would have never known.
I'm glad you picked it up.
Yeah, me too.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That was the lovely Jenna Luna. Thank you so much. It was really wonderful to sit down with her and talk. And it's lovely to have her back in Portland, too, to get to hang out and have breakfast. And hopefully I can get her to hoop with me pretty soon. So happy hoopy holidays to everybody. And again, if you're looking for a hoop, a little special present for that special someone or the special someones in your life, go to hulahoopla.com. You can read a little bit more detail about my history with Jenna Luna on my blog, hoopanista.com. And, I'm hoping you're having just some fabulous holidays and getting out there. If you have a little moment in the sunshine, take advantage of it and get out in your hoops. Happy hooping, everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.